You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. We present genial Alex Mendham and his orchestra. On the leader's recent visit to California, he heard a tune that he will share with us now. What'll it be, Mr. Mendham?
Our next number will be Let's Fly Away.
Prohibition's not the topic all the livelong day. Let's fly away. Final and it's all provincial. We never hear of Walter Winchell or what he had to say. I'll take up all your time far across the blue. I'll make your life sublime, compromising you. Let's not delay. Make Mother Nature our Messiah. New York is not for us. Let's fly away. Thank you.
And you just heard two new releases, brand new cuts from new releases of Rivermont. Just got these in the mail. As a matter of fact, I haven't even listened to the whole CDs, but I've picked out two numbers that I like already. We began the set with Alex Mendham and his orchestra. Alex is an Englishman, and he's 23, and he and his band sound like they lived this stuff. Alex Mendham and his orchestra. It wasn't a band, it was an orchestra. Over in Britain, they make the distinction. See, over here, we can have a one-piece orchestra, and nobody cares. But there it is. Let's Fly Away. That was recorded in October, and I heard a sample from that CD in the next month, in November, because Brian Wright happened to be in York when I was there, and I heard some of it, and I'm glad to have. This was out quick, very quick. So, but it's a wonderful CD, recorded just a couple of months ago, and it's out. It's published. Amazing how they can do things like that. I don't know how they do it. But Let's Fly Away, and that was based on the radio recording by Anson Weeks. Yes. Brian Holland, Danny Coots, also brand new record, recorded this past August. The album is Two Man Job. By the way, the Mendham one is Whistling in the Dark. Brian Holland and Danny Coots, Two Man Job is the album. Oh, by Jingo. And that was also 2012. Both brand new. Both worthy of your attention, and you should look at those. And I think at the current time you can get that as a package deal. And by the way, I do buy my CDs. I insist upon it. But I was glad to see these were out, and I jumped right on it and got them within 2 days. Brian ships fast. Brian Wright ships very fast, and there's a wonderful, in addition to being a wonderful musician and curator of this music, he's got a great record company, and I appreciate that. Here's Wilfred Glenn, one of the Shannon Four and the Revelers, the leader, actually. But here is the 1912, singing Reginald de Koven, the Armorer's Song from Robin Hood on radio. I'm Eddie Senior, I don't know why, but I suppose I am. That's from 1912. Frank Westfall and his orchestra. And there's another Rivermount issue, but it's a reissue of something from 1923. Railroad Man, Oh Sister Ain't That Hot is the album. So look when you go to the Rivermount site, look at the old and look at the new, and they're both good. So you cannot go wrong there. The Happy Six, When the Sun Goes Down Blues and Once in a Blue Moon, 1921. That was a 12-inch Columbia, and I own it. Wilfred Glenn, The Armorer's Song from Robin Hood, Reginald DeCoven, 1912. And this is Radiola, and I sound like my voice is being used as a battlefield, but that's okay. Next week I'll find my other vocal cord, and we can proceed as we would normally. And, this is Radiola, the raspy Radiola you're not quite used to, but maybe you'll come to love as time goes on. Lou Gold and his orchestra, Paul Small, Loving Me, 1930. I think that was a Lou Gold composition, which accounts for its obscurity.
Thank you.
obey, cast away all regret. Chansonette, in my heart you are set. Our life will be a song, one prolonged love duet. Life will be a song, one prolonged love duet. My chansonette, my chansonette.
Ambrose, that's Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, Sam Brown on the vocal. 1933, reissued on U.S. Decca, and I found that one, I think, in down in Pennsylvania in November. Chansonette, yes, Rudolph Fremmel. That was a Donkey Serenade after that, but yeah, Chansonette, that sounds a little nicer. Yes, I sound like I'm singing the Donkey Serenade, actually. Let me bray on further here. Ed Lang and his orchestra on OK, Hot Heels, 1929. That's a little scuffy, but not bad. Lou Gold and his orchestra, Paul Small, Loving Me, 1930. Yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just glad to be able to do the show this week. I don't know how I'll feel next week, but I'm sure I'll try it. I might even have some new transfers on the hard drive. I'm still working on what I've got. Fortunately, there's plenty of it. Eddie Pola, and this is your typical 1934 party type of record on Regal Xenophone in Britain, The Wedding of a Gigolo, and yes, it's almost racy, in fact.
Listen, everybody, gather round me while I tell the tale. The news is spreading all about the wedding, the marriage of a most important male. Draw your chairs quite near while I make things clear. 'Twas a very jolly frolic, all the drinks were alcoholic. Yes, indeed, a very grand affair. Every lady in the land was there. 'Twas the wedding of a gigolo. All his past and present mamas bought him gifts of old pajamas and the sweetest things in crepe de chine, tied with ribbons of the palest green. Whoops! For the wedding of the gigolo. By midnight the men were plastered, the women just the same. They shrieked at the host, "You're a so-and-so," and they called the bride a filthy name. He so gallantly cavorted with the dames he'd once escorted. As they danced, they whispered in his ear, "You will still have time for me, my dear, even though you're married, gigolo." Brunettes and redheads and moth-eaten blondes dashed in with their presents of 6% bonds. Tailors who dressed him with consummate pride rushed up and presented their bills to the bride. His lavender brothers announced in advance they were cutting their prices to 5 cents a dance. The mayor was angry and loudly he said, "You know it's not natural for gigolos to wed." Then came a noise, a terrible din, and holding a gun, the bride's father walked in. He said, "Don't be frightened, come on, what the hell? I'm just here to see all is done right by my Nell. Now the story tell us every lady there was jealous. Don't you know why they were so upset? The bride was getting what they tried to get by a marriage to a gigolo. In their efforts to be sexy, five had fits of apoplexy, and one girl committed suicide, while another tried to shoot the bride at the wedding of the gigolo. Every dowager over 40 just yearned for one more fling. They shouted, "It's not very sporty," when the time came for retiring. When they climbed the golden stairs, the bride kneeled down to say her prayers. "Now I lay me down to sleep," and there the gigolo cried out, "Oh yeah, 'twas the wedding of the gigolo."
When you blow that horn, you thrill me to the marrow of my bones, you chill me. There it goes, I hear a call to one. La-dee-da-dee-da, oh, the bliss each note expresses, reaching out to me like soft caresses. There it goes, I hear a call to arms. And even though you go and this romantic glow may fade, one dream you'll never sever. 'Cause when you're gone, I'll hear your serenade echoing in my heart forever. Glow it low and low and tender, let my soul respond in sweet surrender. There it goes, I hear a call to
that you're wonderful, you lovely you. You completely satisfy, I'm confessing that is why there's nobody like you. You, so much depends upon you, tell me true. Will it be my fate at all? Will I ever rate it all with somebody like you? Just to think that you love me makes my future look strong. I swear by stars above me, I'm darned if I don't feel like writing a song about you. Music and words about you, lovely you. Let me think up praises for, let me sing up praises for nobody but you.
Stu Pletcher and his orchestra. That's Red Norvo. Yes, of course. And why not? Why shouldn't it be? But Stu was singing, and he were attempting. You know, I couldn't do that. Even, you know, I couldn't even do that kind of job. Now, you from Great Ziegfeld, 1936 on Bluebird, and don't ask me that. I will not sing. I promise you that. I promise me that too. Dorothy L'Amour. Cy Feuer, F-E-U-E-R, Orchestra, I Hear a Call to Arms, 1937 on Brunswick, and that was unusual. Why not? Eddie Pola, making all kinds of jokes there, and The Wedding of a Gigolo, 1934, and sometimes you just have to play something like that, and I've done so. That absolves me of it for the rest of the week. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and here's the Lou Davis Trombone Trio, three of a kind, and there are three trombones.
Thank you.
Paris Washboard. Oh boy, what a group. And that was Dinah, recorded a couple of years ago, 2010. Louis Mazetier, piano. Alain Marquet, clarinet. Daniel Barda, trombone. Stéphane Savard, whom we met, amazing washboard player. Recorded, that's live in Montségur. And you won't find that around, so I'll play every cut of that I can. If you run into Stefan, he might sell you one. But if you go on the internet, it's going to cost you about three times as much. Lou Davis, a trombone trio, Three of a Kind, 1935. And that was on Decca. That was originally a British recording, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm amazed I'm able to do this week. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I can't. I'm just trying. Benny Goodman. Don't be that way. That's what people always say. Yes, 1938. Fats Waller playing the piano, not singing, no rhythm, just him. Basin Street Blues, 1937 on Victor. Lovely stuff, lovely recording, and a nice penultimate recording there for you. Ante-penultimately, we had Benny Goodman, Don't Be That Way, Edgar Sampson, 1938. And I'm trying not to be that way, but I don't. If I try to be any other way, I might hurt myself. So this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and thanks for attempting to listen to me scratch my way through this. And I appreciate you being on board, and it's not easy. I don't know. But the thing is, it's I can't see doing anything else, so what we're going to do is a show. The American Quartet in 1912, yes, 100 years ago. Good night, Mr. Moon, and see you next week.
Someone wants to hear.